The murder of a teenager in the UK last year has become a flashpoint in the country. Henry Novak, an 18-year-old student, was stabbed to death in Southampton last December by Vikram Digwa. The 23-year-old Sikh man falsely alleged Mr. Novak had racially abused and assaulted him during a brief altercation in the street. He's been sentenced to life in prison this week with a minimum term of 21 years. What's really ignited anger in some corners is the police body cam footage of the incident.
Put the hand in the cuff, mate.
It shows Mr. Novak being handcuffed while telling police, "I can't breathe," while an officer responds, "I don't think you have, mate." This happened after Digwa lied to officers at the scene of the stabbing, claiming he'd been the victim of a racist attack. That sparked a political storm about how police in the UK treat different ethnicities. Far-right activists and politicians are claiming there's bias against white people in the justice system. The leader of the Anti-Immigration Reform Party, Nigel Farage, has backed those claims.
I feel a sense of cold rage at the way the police treated somebody who was stabbed. They didn't believe him. The last words on earth this man heard were his rights being read out to him, all because of a false accusation of racism. And the police have been trained and told you must take that more seriously than anything else.
US tech billionaire Elon Musk, a regular critic of the British government, is also weighing in on the debate. He's repeatedly posted about the case on his social media platform X, including sharing a post by the far-right activist known as Tommy Robinson that Mr. Novak had been, quote, murdered by racist police policies that target white people. Danny Shaw is a policing commentator and a former advisor to UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. He's rejecting that narrative.
My own view is that that is wrong. Completely wrong, and that is not the case. I don't believe that there is two-tier policing, but I do believe that the police made a terrible mistake in this case.
Meanwhile, violent protests have erupted across the country. In Southampton, officers were injured during clashes with protesters. Henry Novak's family have called for calm. They say his death should not be used to create further division, hatred or tension. British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has condemned the violent protests and has issued a direct rebuke to Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage is completely wrong to use this to try and create division. He would be wrong in any circumstances. But when Henry's family are saying, please don't do that, it's our son, then really, as politicians, as human beings, we should start where they start.
He's also said police have serious questions to answer, including how accusations of racism informed their thinking. An independent investigation into police conduct is underway, which Mr. Starmer says will get to the bottom of what happened. Hampshire Police has apologised over its handling of Mr. Novak's death.